Thoughts on Mark, Mark chapter 16 and verse 14. Now we've seen the disciples in a very low condition, weeping, mourning, grieving, unable to believe what they're hearing and so on, not understanding what's going on. And we find here now, in verse 14, that Christ appears to them. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. And here he finds them. They're low in spirits. Remember the Emmaus Road? They're cast down. They're depressed. They don't believe. They're not trusting. They're doubting, quivers, questions all over the place. How is he going to react? Now, this will be an unpalatable discourse. What we want today, and what we often get today, it seems to me, is nice, soft, sympathetic music. A bucket of soft soap. A nice dish of lovely, sweet, sugary drink or something. What does Jesus do? Well, here's the word I'm going to use. He rebuked them. And I use that word because it stands straight in front of my face before my eyes. Later, Jesus appeared to these 11, verse 14. He rebuked them. What? They want soft soap. No, they don't. They want something sweet and sugary. No, they don't. This is the point they need to face. They are sinning here. Now, I'm rebuking myself. These anxious fears, said Newton, cast dishonor on the Lord. They're not worthy of him. We all know the text, cast all your care upon him. I have learned in whatsoever state I am. We know all these texts to be content and so on, yeah. We cast all our care before the Lord. We leave our burdens there. Do we, my friend? Very often we carry them with us. And Christ is rebuking them. What for? For their lack of faith. There's their sin. They did not believe. Now I'm rebuking myself. This is most unpalatable. You see, it's ignorance. It's unbelief. And it's worse. It's willful, deliberate refusal to accept the promise. My friend, there are those of us who rather nourish pain, anxiety, and fear. We rather like it. I know certain believers who love being unassured. They would hate me to say that, or they would reject it. But they really do like lack of assurance. Doubt is the greatest mark to them of faith. This is blameworthy, says Christ. Christ says to the unbeliever, you refuse to come to me. John 5:40, Matthew 23, verse 37. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 11. You refuse to come, refuse to come, refuse to come, refuse to come. It's all over there. Will not believe. It's not a question of have difficulties. Of course we all have difficulties. But the unbeliever is a refuser of Christ. Unbeliever, get that into your head there. You will perish because you refuse Christ. You will not have this man to reign over you. Now, unbeliever, I can be guilty of that. He rebuked them for the lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. They wouldn't believe the evidence. They didn't understand the promise. They didn't understand his doctrine. They were doubting. And because of their doubting and their disbelief and their refusal to believe what was happening, they were in a miserable, low condition. And so he rebukes them. He rebukes them. Their will is wrong. Their heart is wrong, as well as their mind. Unbelief is sure to err. Well, here it is. Their unbelief, their refusal to believe, has led them into trouble. Am I speaking to you, my friend? I'm certainly speaking to myself. Oh, God, give us grace. May God give us grace to cast all our care upon him and know and feel that all things work together for good to them that love God. Not just we can always feel it, but that we know that in all things God works for the good of them that love him. I hope that's been a word for you. Unbeliever, I hope it's a word for you too. What's that? Don't go on refusing. Do I pity you for being an unbeliever? In a sense, yes. But remember this, my friend, you are guilty. Repent and believe and trust upon the Lord Jesus Christ now. And dear child of God, let us go on our way rejoicing, Resting. What a lovely word, in the Lord. Let us learn from this thing, this passage, this verse. Verse 14. Jesus rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe. May it not be true of me, nor you.